The Lum and Abner Show on the air for Frigidaire. Frigidaire, a division of General Motors, presents a brand new comedy show starring Lum and Abner.
Lum, you say you're going to start a what?
A collection agency.
What in the world is a collection agency?
Why, that's something that tracks you down no matter where you are, finds out how much money you've got no matter where you've hid it, and then takes most of it away from you.
Oh. I'm married to one of them.
No, Abner. A collection agency makes a regular business out of getting money out of you.
That's my woman, Elizabeth.
No, now look.
I believe that woman has regular office hours for going through my pants pocket.
Yeah, well, look.
All that woman thinks about is money. Always asks me for $1, $3, $5.
Well, what does she do with all that money?
I don't know. I never give her any.
Yeah, well, now here's how the collection agency works. We go around looking for bad debts, see?
No, we got enough of them without going around looking for them.
Well, these are other folks' bad debts.
Oh.
And we'll collect the money if they'll give us half. That way we can make enough to afford to have somebody collect our bad debts. And that way we can afford to start paying ourselves some wages. And then the first thing you know,
yeah,
we'll be in good enough shape to apply for unemployment insurance.
America's number one refrigerator is Frigidaire. Yes, any way you look at it, America's number one refrigerator is Frigidaire. Number one in popularity, for more Frigidaire refrigerators serve in more American homes than any other make. Number one in thrilling new advantages, as you can see for yourself at any Frigidaire dealers. And number one in dependability. For Frigidaire refrigerators are made only by General Motors. And this association of experience, of skill with skill, is your guarantee of lasting satisfaction. So when it comes to a new refrigerator for your home, remember this. The first name you think of is the right one to buy. Frigidaire, America's number one refrigerator.
Well, I, Granny's Abner, we're in business.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, look at these handbills I had printed up. How do you like that name?
Trace 'em, and lace 'em, collection agency.
Yeah, and take a gander at that slogan.
We got what it takes to take what you got.
Oh, I tell you, with all the unpaid bills in the world, we ought to get to be millionaires.
We will.
Well, thousandaires, anyway.
Well, I'm sure glad to hear that. I'm getting awful tired of being a little nickel and dime heir.
Of course, now, don't expect miracles to happen. Don't expect to get rich overnight.
No.
Might take 4 or 5 days.
There's a catch to everything, ain't there?
But I think if we put our heads to it and... Wait, there comes Sister Simpson. Maybe she'll be our first customer.
I doubt if anybody ever got away from that boarding house of hers without paying their bill. She's got an eye like an eagle. Come to think of it, she looks like an eagle.
Mind out. Well, howdy, Sister Simpson.
Howdy, Lon. Howdy, Edna. How is your woman?
Oh, tolerably.
Say, we're in the collection business now, Sister Simpson. Is there any man that owes you money that you'd like us to track down for you?
Well, yes, I'd love for you to track down a man for me. And I don't care if he owes me any money or not.
I mean some outstanding bill.
Bill, George, Fred, I don't care what. You don't have to be particular outstanding, neither.
No, I mean a bill like where they owe you money.
Oh, sure. You mean Bill Patterson.
Who?
That low-down varmint stayed at the boarding house 6 weeks and never paid me one red cent.
Well, now, we're getting someplace. What did this feller look like?
Tall, good-looking. Oh, my, he was good-looking.
Well, we don't care about that.
And eyes. He had the prettiest eyes I ever saw on anything outside of a bull moose.
Yeah, but look, Sister Simpson.
I still reflect how he used to put his big strong arms around me. every time he wanted to borrow another $5.
Yeah, well, look, just tell us where he's at, and I, Granny's, we'll get your money if we have to beat it out of him.
See here, Lum Edwards, if you lay one hand on him, I'll whop you to pieces.
Huh?
And after this, you just mind your own business, see?
Well, Abner, the feminine female mind is too hard for the human mind to figure out, you know.
Yeah. If you think she was hard to figure out, look who's coming up there now. Ben Withers.
Oh, for pity's sakes. Well, we'll just tell him to leave. Tell him we're busy.
That lot of good that'll do. He never listens to nothing you say. No matter what you ask him, he just says, fine.
Hello.
Say, Ben, I hate to rush you out of here, but we're awful busy right now.
Right.
Say, I wonder if you fellas could collect a $100 debt for me.
$100? Oh, well, set right down, then, old boy.
Yeah, private. See you, old kid, old friend.
Yeah, who's the party you want us to collect this bill from?
Yes. And he lives in Mount 80.
Yeah, but what's his name?
Well, you'll make a good bill collector. You're so persistent.
Yeah, but what's this fella's name?
Fine.
Look, Ben, if you don't tell me his name, I'm going to whop you on.
I just told you. Harold W. Fine. F-E-I-N. Fine.
Oh, I see. Well, do you reckon we'll have much trouble getting this $100 from Harold?
I would say yes. He's dead.
Lon, maybe you better track this one down by yourself.
Track who down, Abner?
Fine.
Well, that won't be necessary. You see, his estate now owes me the money.
Oh, well, that's better. Now, who do we see about the estate?
Fine.
I thought you said he was dead.
Oh.
Fine.
Oh, I don't see why you're so happy over a thing like that. After all, Harold was a friend of mine.
Well, Ben, I never said he wasn't.
I lent Harold $100 so he could drop what he was doing and take up something more important.
What was he doing?
He was a bum.
I ought to have better sense than to ask this, but what did he take up?
Pinhead writing.
How?
Harold rented an office and spent the next 6 years of his life trying to learn how to write the Constitution of the United States on the head of a pin.
Couldn't afford writing paper, huh?
And finally, after thousands of failures, he succeeded in getting the whole Constitution and the amendments on the pinhead on February 15th, 1933.
Well, good for Harold.
And then, on February 16th, Congress passed another amendment.
Oh, that poor Harold. Bless his heart. Bless his little heart.
Well, what did Harold do then, Ben?
He took up screen writing. And that's when, well, it probably never would have happened if he hadn't been so conscientious.
Conscientious?
Yes, he stepped out of his plane to erase a word he must spell.
That's a shame. Well, now you say the estate owes you the money. Who's in charge of that?
A popular Mount 80 club band, Derwood and Zinkafoos.
I knowed we'd work back to the Zinkafooses somewhere.
All right, we'll go see Mr. Zinkafoos. Now, our fee, by the way, is half of what we collect.
Take whatever you want. I don't care, just so I get my $100.
Well, wait, Ben. The only way you can get back a full $100 is for you to pay us our $50 fee right now.
Yes. Well, that makes sense.
It does.
I'll go and try to dig up $50. That is, if I can remember where I buried it. Come on.
Yeah, how do you like that, Abner? We've made $50 already.
Yeah, I believe I'll take my half and buy Elizabeth a fur mackinaw.
Now, wait. Long as we're going to have to travel around, we better go to the county seat and buy ourselves a used car.
A used car?
Yeah, and if we can't afford that, we'll get a new one. Oh. Come on, let's go.
Doggies, they sure got a lot of used car lots here at the county seat.
Yeah, but how do we pick out a good, reliable one?
Well, there's one, Giggling George Lyon over there.
Yeah.
There's another in the sign says, Honest Johnson, the Smiling Norwegian.
Yeah, this one over here don't sound bad. Honest Gonzalez, the Laughing Mexican.
How about that next one? Madman Kalua Kalua, the Howling Hawaiian.
Wait a minute. I believe here's the one we want. Just Plain Bill, a sane, dishonest American with no sense of humor.
Hey, maybe that's him coming over here now, Lum, with the derby hat, the cane, and that diamond stick pin.
Yes, sir, gentlemen. Put her there, mister. I'm just plain old Bill.
Well, howdy do. I'm just plain old Lum Eddards.
I'm just plain old.
Well, sir, man, I just am mighty plain proud to see you. What kind of a little old plain car can just plain Bill fix you up with?
Well, we'd like one that's...
Just plain cheap.
I see. Well, now I have just the car for you. It's only a few $100s.
Well, that's for us.
Over the list price. This car is 12 years old, but it was only driven by a dear, sweet little old lady. She drove the car 12 years and never had a wreck.
You mean she drove that wreck 12 years and never had a car?
Well, the only time she used it was to drive to church and back.
Is that all? Well, the speedometer shows over 90,000 miles. What church did she belong to?
The First Baptist Church of Nome, Alaska.
Well, I'm afraid that's a little out of our price range.
Well, take a look at this beauty then. A late 1926 Essex. You know, I don't show this car to everybody.
You know, I don't blame you.
Why, this car still has the original paint.
Where?
On the dashboard. And it still has the original spark plugs, rings, and carburetor.
No.
Just look for yourself. They're all in a sack under the back seat. This little beauty is only
$900. $900? Is that delivered here?
Certainly it's delivered. It has to be. Can't run on his own power.
Well, I'm afraid that's still out of our price range.
Oh, wait, wait. I have exactly what you want. You see this beauty over here? This is the very car that the president rode in during the inauguration parade.
The president rode in that?
Absolutely. And so did Mrs. McKinley.
Wonder if Miss Truman knows about that.
Well, how much is this little beauty?
$250.
$250 for that old thing?
Well, that includes extra wicks for the headlights.
Well, you're still a little high for us. To be right honest, all we got is $50 cash.
I see. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you. Give me the $50 and sign a note for $100, and I'll see that you ride out of here in style.
Well, Granny, that's fair enough. It's a deal. What car do we get?
Do you see that big, shiny Cadillac over there?
Yeah.
Well, right behind it's a motor scooter with a sidecar.
Oh.
Take it, my friend, and happy journey.
Now, come on, Abner. Jump on the scooter. We got to get on our way to Mount Ida. What are you just standing there staring for?
Oh, I was just thinking, Lon, we ought to give ourselves some names like them used car dealers does. I could be Adel Abner, and you could be Looney Lum. And then we could put up a bunch of signs, you know.
Well, Dad, blame, there comes Mr. Niles. Reckon what he's doing at the county seat.
Well, let's get going. If he starts telling us about them frigid air products, we never will get out of here.
Well, looks like you're going someplace, Lum.
Yeah, a little business trip over to Mount Ida.
You going too, Mr. Peabody?
Adel Abner's the name.
Adel Abner?
Yeah.
When did that start?
Oh, that's just a crazy idea that Abner's got. He got carried away by them used car dealers, and now he wants us to do a lot of advertising, put up signs and all that junk.
Well, the advertising, the signs, I go for. Yes, sir, I can see those beautiful signs now.
You can? Where?
Well, in my mind.
Oh.
Get this. Now on display is the amazing Frigidaire automatic washer. Only washer with live water action and rapid dry spin.
only automatic washer with all porcelain finish, inside and out. And here's another. Learn how Frigidaire's unique live water action gets clothes really clean, safely, with rolling currents of water.
That's a stuff.
Here's another sign that'll really get them.
Sick up.
It's it. Ask about Frigidaire's rapid dry spin. Twice as fast as most other washers. Clothes come out really damp dry, easy to handle, ready to iron sooner.
Give it to him, Mr. Knopf. Read some more of them signs. I love them.
All right. Here's another one. It says, Frigidaire, the fully automatic washer. All you do is put in clothes and soap. Your hands need never be in water. See a free demonstration of the amazing Frigidaire automatic washer. Own it for as little as...
What's the matter with you, loony lum?
Well, I'll tell you, Adel Abner, it's always funny to see a feller talking himself right into a mess of work.
Work?
Yep, you sold me, Mr. Niles. We'll expect you over to the store tomorrow night to paint all them signs there for us. Goodbye now, Mr. Wendy Wendell. Mount Ivy Trust Building. I'm pretty sure this is the place where Ben said Mr. Zinkagoose has his office.
But don't go so fast, Lom.
Well, I want to hurry up and collect that $100 he owes Ben. Abner, for pity's sake, straighten up.
Lom, I don't think I'll ever be able to straighten up again after riding all the way over here in that dead blame sidecar. Every time you hit a bump, I got a new set of teeth marks on my knees.
Stop complaining.
Max, is it ain't even a sidecar. It's just a box. I don't see how the good humor man ever kept ice cream bars cold in that thing. I might not suffer yet.
Yeah, let's see now. I believe Ben said his office was number 14. Yeah, there it is. Durwood Zinkafoos, attorney at law.
Yeah, what does that say underneath there? Member of Bar Association and Mount Ivy Pyramid Club.
Yeah, Ben said he was a club man, I know. Come on, let's go on in.
Yes? What do you gentlemen wish?
I wish I'd back home in Pine Ridge.
I beg your pardon?
We want to see Mr. Zinkafoos, please, Mom. Is he in or is he off summers?
Both.
He's
in, and as near as I can tell, he's a little off, too. Go in that door, but be quiet. He's on the phone discussing a divorce case.
Yes, Mom.
Well, yes. Yes, I agree with what you say about your husband, but even so, I don't advise that you get a divorce. But, honey, we've been married for 20 years. Well, all right, then. But let me handle the case so I can give you the business. Yeah, because I need the business. I mean, I'll let it go. Goodbye. Well, how do you do?
Yeah, howdy. This here's my partner, Mr. Peabody.
Oh, yes. Accident case. What, hit him, a truck?
No, you see.
The shape he's in, we ought to be able to collect plenty.
Well, now, that's just what we want to do, collect $100.
$100? That's a mere bag of shells. Stir nuts. Stir... Care for hazelnut?
No.
$100's nothing. I can get you $5,000. Now, let's get all the details. What happened after he ran you up on the sidewalk?
Well, first he hit me.
Okay, I'm her now. You know. Don't get so carried away. Look, he weren't in no accident. He just got in that shape from a sidecar.
A sidecar? Oh, they're dynamite. Ought to stick the lemon coat. Let me make some notes now. You say you were hit by the sidecar in the side street, or sideswiped by the streetcar. Yeah, the conductor was necking. He was inebriated. Oh, he was swacked, was he? Well, you've got a good strong case there, Mr. Pearblossom.
Well, good for me.
Now, wait a minute. You've got this all mixed up, Mr. Zinkafoos. See, we're bill collectors.
Oh, that's a serious charge. I don't think I can get you out of that.
We don't want you to. We're just trying to collect $100 that the estate of Howard W. Fine owes Ben Withers.
Ben Withers? Oh, I know him well. Yeah, we were boyhood schools together. Or schoolboy stool pigeons together. We were in a reform school together. No, yes, I know him.
Well, Ben says you owe him the money and we want it right now, see?
See?
$100, yes. Then with... Oh, yes, I remember that now. A man named Orlo Wormley owed the estate $100, so I made arrangements with him to owe the money directly to Ben Withers. You can collect it from Mr. Wormley.
Good. Now, where do we find him?
Yeah, his house is just two blocks off the main street.
Good.
Of Fort Smith.
Fort Smith? Well, that's a good 100 miles from here.
Back to the sidecar.
That'll be $5.
$5? What per?
For legal fees. Legal fees. Or chicken fees. Well, make it $2. That's all I ever get around here.
Granny's Fort Smith's a bigger town than I thought it was, Abner. This must be the house here. Come on.
Oh, my back. I just know I broke every vertigo in my spinal column, Long. And if they ain't broke, they're froze.
Well, I told you not to load that box with ice. You can't make no money selling ice cream bars.
I made 35 cents coming over here.
Yeah, from me. Forget that. We got work to do. Now, we ain't going to take no prittle-prattle off of this Orlo Wormley. We're going to get that $100 and get back to Fine Ridge.
I'll never live that long.
Yes, what is it?
Oh, how do you do, ma'am? Are you Miss Orlo Wormley?
Who else would look like this?
Well, my name is Lum Edwards.
Oh, yes. And is this your little boy?
No, he's just been over that away from riding in a sidecar.
What does she look like, Lum?
Is Mr. Wormley at home?
I'll tell you, the reason Arlo never got down to the parole board last week is because he's sick in bed.
Well, we ain't from the parole board.
Oh. It's okay, Arlo. You can get up. All right, come on in.
Thank you, ma'am.
Sit down. What do you want to see Arlo about?
Well, we're from the Trace'em, Chase'em, and Lace'em collection agency.
As you were, Arlo.
And we're here to collect a bill.
Oh, dear. I wonder if you couldn't wait just one more day.
No, ma'am. We want the money right now.
But it's taken every cent we've got with dear old Grandma in the hospital. She stabbed herself with a knitting needle making socks for the missionary group.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yes. And then Uncle Fred lost his janitor job over at the church.
Oh, what a pity.
And all he was doing was just taking up the collection. One night about 12.
Yeah, well, this bill is way overdue and we want it settled right now.
Well, just a minute. I better get Orlo.
Oh, that poor woman. That poor...
What? Oh, now, Abner, don't get swayed by that. She's just putting that on. That's just a trick to fool bill collectors.
It is.
Don't listen to that. Be firm. Be tough.
Yes, sir.
Be hard-hearted.
When she comes back, I'll kick her.
Don't need to do that. Besides, we're going to talk to Arlo now. It'll be a heap better talking to a man. None of that crying.
Can't wait. There he comes right now.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Wormley?
Oh, how do you do? I'm so happy to meet you.
We've got this bill here, and we...
Yeah, I know. I intended to pay that last week, but we've had nothing but trouble.
Oh.
Hardly enough to eat. Yesterday, I threw the dog a bone. Papa broke his hip racing him for it.
Oh, that is a shame.
Abner, don't start that again. He surely had accident
insurance. Yes, but the policy lapsed 2 days ago, and I couldn't afford to renew it because my dear old mother had some trouble with some books she was making. Every cent I had to bail her out.
That's the saddest thing I ever hear.
Abner, recollect, be firm.
How can I be firm when this poor varmint? I just can't stand it no longer. I've got to sit down, Lum.
Well, go ahead, but you'll have to sit fast because the finance company will be here any minute to take the furniture away.
Lum, let's get out of here. This fella's breaking my heart.
Here, Mr. Wormley, here's a couple of dollars. Maybe that'll sort of...
Oh, no, I hate to take it. Is this all you got?
Come on, Abner.
Well, wait a minute, Lum. How about the bill?
Oh, yeah. Mr. Wormley, Durwood Zinkafoo said he transferred a $100 debt to you, so now you owe it to Ben Withers, and we...
Ben Withers? Oh, well, shucks, I don't owe that no more. No, no. A man named William Calhoun owed me $100, so I just transferred the Ben Withers debt over to him.
Well, now, wait a minute.
Yeah, you find him at the county seat.
But look...
Come on up, back to the ice cream wagon. Just made it.
Yeah, come on, Abner.
Huh?
Come on. There's a name on the mailbox right there. William Calhoun.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, let's see if he's home.
Well, I just can't make it up, or I just plain flat can't make it.
Come on. Maybe you can sell Mr. Calhoun an ice cream bar.
I ate the last one 30 miles ago. And just my luck, the stick was good for a free bar, and I'm out of them.
Now, look, Adam, we ain't going to listen to a thing this feller says. I'm going to start talking the second that door opens, and then...
Well, start talking. Go ahead, right now. Start talking.
Mr. Calhoun, we're from the Trace 'em, Chase 'em.
Well, well, how's that plain little old scooter running?
Huh?
Well, I'll be just plain Bill.
Sir, I'm mighty plain proud to see you again. And if anything's gone wrong with the scooter, just remember, the guarantee ran out yesterday.
Well, that ain't what we're here for. Mr. Orlo Wormley of Fort Smith said he transferred a $100 debt to you.
Yes, yes, that's right, it did.
Well, we're collecting that bill, and we want it right now, see?
See?
All right, fine. Let's see now. I owe you $100, and you still owe me $100 on the scooter. So that makes us all square.
Well, now, wait a minute.
So long, and happy journey.
How do you like that? Here we travel over 300 miles in a mechanized ice cream freezer to find out who owes Ben Withers that $100. And I, grannies, it's us.
Long, in that case, we better just get out of the collection business.
Get out?
Why, sure. We ain't got a chance in the world of ever collecting that money from us.
Yeah. It looks like the only thing to do is turn it over to a good, reliable collection agency.
Mom and Abner will be back in just a moment, but first, here is an important question. Wouldn't you like to own a refrigerator that's just the right type, just the right size for your family, your kitchen, your way of doing things? Then just see what you find at your Frigidaire dealers. Three different types of Frigidaire refrigerators, 9 models in all, and every one of these Frigidaire refrigerators is powered by the Metermizer, simplest cold-making mechanism ever built.
Yeah, sure, Ben. We tracked down the party that owes you the money, all right.
Some deadbeats, no doubt. No doubt about it.
But before we tell you who it is, Ben, would you consider settling for a $150 motor scooter?
With 20 pounds of ice in it? Yes, that sounds highly.
All right. The scooter's out in back of the store. It's all yours, and happy journey.
The New Love and After Show is brought to you each week with the best wishes of your Frigidaire dealer and Frigidaire Division of General Motors. Manufactured with a complete line of home appliances, air conditioners, and commercial refrigeration equipment. Wendell Niles speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.